Hi, this is Paul Cannon with Meet Houston Missions. I'm here today with Shauna Huffington, who is a campaign development director for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'm excited today to get a chance to talk with her a little bit about what they do and how their organization operates here in the Houston area. So without further ado, Shauna, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
Sure. Thank you so much, Paul, for having me. I work here locally in Houston for the Gulf Coast region of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And in the most simple terms, our mission is to cure blood cancer and improve the quality of life for patients and their families. So that's really our aim and why we do what we do every day.
Can you tell us a little bit about how the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society came about?
Yeah, so a little over 70 years ago, there was a couple in New York who lost their son, Robbie, at the age of 16 to leukemia. And out of their grief, really, they came together and formed what was then known as the Leukemia Society, is now known as Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So really, families are at the forefront of what we do. And we were founded by parents who wanted to honor their son's memory and have certainly done that.
Great. And just to educate us a little bit, what is the difference between leukemia and lymphoma?
Sure. So I'm not a doctor.
Fair enough.
I don't want to sound wrong, but it has to do with where the cancer originates in the body, whether in the blood or in the lymph nodes. But both are cancers of the blood system.
If people want to get or are needing help from your organization, how do they go about getting that?
Yeah, so one of the main components of our organization, like I said, is improving the quality of life for patients and their caregivers. And one of the main ways we do that is through our patient services. And I would say the number one thing that I give to families when they receive a diagnosis is called our Information Resource Center. So it's a phone number that people can call, which is 1-800-955-4572, or they can visit lls.org. We have a whole patient support section. But what the IRC is for is it's master's level oncology nurses who will answer the phone. They can speak in many languages, so it's not limited to just people who speak English. And they can basically help you navigate your diagnosis if you need help with insurance issues or need to be referred to a clinical trial. They can help find that. If you need to go through an appeal process with your insurance, or if you just need help digesting and sorting through information from your doctor's office after you leave, after the shock wears off, they're there to help you do that. And we can also connect you to a peer who's gone through the same diagnosis, which I think becomes so valuable for people. And have resources also for parents, for caregivers, even for siblings of children who might be diagnosed. So there's a really wide array.
I'm sure you guys have a lot of fundraisers and benefits and awareness programs that go on. If people wanted to get involved here in the Houston area with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so go online and look at all of the things we have going on. You can go to lls.org/gulf for the Gulf Coast region. But I think some of the events that we have throughout the year, we have a few signature events. One of our biggest ones that's really family, friends, corporate, everybody invited is Light the Night, which is our signature walk event. And what makes Light the Night a little different than maybe another fun run or 5K type of event that you've been to is that it takes place at dusk. So in the evening, as the sun goes down, we start our opening ceremonies and participants carry lanterns in three colors, red to represent supporters, white to represent survivors, and yellow in memory of those who've been lost to cancer. And so we light those all together and lift them into the sky to light the night and to hopefully bring light to the darkness of cancer. So that's really one of our big signature events. We just had it in the fall. We're gearing up already and getting ready for fall events again. We have one downtown in front of City Hall and then one up in the Woodlands. And then we also have an event called the Big Climb, which is what it sounds like. You climb 50 flights of stairs. For us, it's called Man, Woman of the Year and Students of the Year. And that is men and women across the city and students across the city who are nominated to run for Man, Woman of the Year. And it's a 10-week for the students and 7 weeks for the men and women. basically secret fundraising competition, and it all culminates with our grand finale gala at the end, where the winner is revealed based on how much they've raised. And nobody knows how much anybody has raised until that night. So it's really, really exciting. And the other way people can get involved if they have a connection to blood cancer is through our patient services. You know, we have a program that I talked about, the peer-to-peer connection, where we're always looking for first connectors. So if there's somebody who maybe has been through a blood cancer journey and is a survivor and would like to give back in that way, we're always looking for people, you know, who can kind of mentor someone else through their cancer journey. So we need fundraising volunteers, we need event volunteers to help direct people at events and, you know, take donations and things like that. And then we also need survivor volunteers as well. Since we started in 1949, we've funded more than $1.3 billion in research. Currently here in the Houston area, we're funding 11 researchers in the Med Center between Baylor and UT. It's about $12 million in research grants. That includes a SCORE grant recipient, which is our largest level grant that's given out to just the most premier researchers across the nation and really across the world. Her name's Dr. Heslop. And so the things that they're studying are vast, but one of the things that LLS is really putting some focus on right now is what we call the Children's Initiative. And that's a $100 million worldwide initiative to help develop better and more cures and treatments for childhood cancer.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show.